Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
I'm Echo.
I'm Brendan.
And we've got a lesson today about what, Brendan?
About kids these days and their horrible fashion crimes.
It's not really like it was when I was growing up.
No. That was
Come on, you guys.
When?
Well, let's just listen to dialogue.
Hey, 长得跟个女的似的。你不懂，今年就流行这样的。哎，你看那男的多帅啊！帅什么呀？长得跟个女的似的。你不懂，今年就流行这样的。
That was actually pretty short, but we're going to focus on one or two grammar points. So, Echo, why don't you tell us what we did?
Okay. The first one I'd like to talk about. 多帅。哎，你看那男的多帅啊！
哎，你看那男的多帅啊！ I think that's pretty easy, right?
That's pretty easy. I mean, we...
duo plus adjective.
Yeah.
How?
So...
Okay. Okay, first of all, I like to talk about...
We just were like, that's easy. We don't need to explain that.
Forget you, man.
All right, let's get... what's next?
Well, okay, we can
start
with...
That's a test. You don't know duo try, you know? Get out of the podcast.
Oh, poor guy.
Go back to...
I wouldn't say that.
Drag your poopy ass butt back in.
Just write to me.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
What's our next one?
帅什么呀?
我们还可以说好什么呀?
It's kind of girly, actually, this pattern of, you know, adjective 什么呀?
对,然后Brandon有一个不那么girly的。
Yeah, it's not quite so girly. It's also not quite so, you know, acceptable in polite company, so watch yourselves. But you can say shuaige pi, right? Shuaige pi, well, ge, we all know, pi, we all know.
Yeah.
And it is the equivalent of handsome my butt.
You're so rude. 然后下面就到了我们今天最重要的那个部分。
长得跟个女的似的。长得跟个女的似的。长得跟个女的似的。
Yeah, 跟个女的似的, or 像个女的似的。像个女的似的,
right, so, 对,都可以。
Yeah, so 跟什么似的, or 像什么似的, really common, you'll find it in writing as well as in speech, and it just means like a something.
Right.
It's a little bit more emphatic than 像什么. It doesn't have to be just about physical appearance, right?
Yeah.
Like you could say, you know, I was on the subway yesterday, and man, it was crowded 跟什么似的. You know, it's just,
yes.
So it's really useful. It's
like,
very versatile.
挤得跟什么似的,
you know.
Right. 比如说我们经常会说的那个,一个人他高兴的跟中了彩票似的。
Right, he's as happy as if he just won the lottery.
Yes.
And also like, 这个男的真讨厌,每天跟着我跟个小狗似的, or 像个小狗似的。
Something I noticed about this is, there's a lot of confusion sometimes about how to say it, which we should set the record clear right now, which is that it is 是的, it's not 是的.
Right.
Yes.
And this is tricky because that character is actually read as 是 most of the time. So there are words like 相似,
and 似乎,
things like that. Those are correct. It's 是.
And this is also, they'll often really, really get it wrong down south too, but they're not getting it wrong, they're just pronouncing it with non-standard.
Yes.
Well, they're either pronouncing it with accents or because it's a duoyinzi, it's an easy mistake to make. But rule of thumb, whenever you see that character and the de after it, it is always, always, always pronounced 是的, no matter what.
Okay.
Take it to the bank.
好,所以呢,通过我们今天的这个podcast,大家记住这个 是的, is correct.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's not 是的 as in yes, that's not 是的 like you're expressing agreement, that's 是的 coming after a noun.
跟 or 像.
Yeah.
Right.
像, 跟, noun, 是的.
Yeah.
跟,
noun, 跟 something 是的, 像什么是的.
Okay, let's take another lesson.
哎,你看那男的多帅啊。帅什么呀? 长得跟个女的似的。你不懂,今年就流行这样的。哎,你看那男的多帅啊。帅什么呀?长得跟个女的似的。你不懂,今年就流行这样的。
All right, so 跟个女的似的, I think anybody who's paid any visit to a, you know, a hair salon or paid any attention to a Chinese music video channel has probably had this thought occur to them.
Yeah, we have a lot of like, what's that? What's that called? It's 加油好男儿.
Yeah,
加油好男儿. Like I don't want to be... It's really 跟个女的是.
There's a word that's used a lot in speech. It's not very polite. It's 娘们儿. Yeah. You know, you could say like, you know, 她真娘们儿.
I won't repeat it.
Yeah, well, it's not that rude.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it's girly. You know, if somebody's really excessively girly.
Yeah, and
here
also,
at Pop-Up Chinese, we like to reify gender stereotypes.
Actually, we have a popular word these days. It's like 男色时代. Have you guys ever heard about this?
Yeah, 男色时代 is kind of like when people in English talk about metrosexuals.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's 男色 would be, well...
Like man beauty.
Yeah, an extreme, well-groomed males.
Yeah.
Here at Pop-Up Chinese, we believe in the importance of regular grooming.
Except on Thursdays.
Well, Thursdays.
Hey, 你看那男的多帅啊。
帅什么呀? 长得跟个女的似的。
你不懂, 今年就流行这样的。